All right, I'm in St. Louis here with my boy Manny. It's a Saturday, it's a beautiful day. I told him we're going to lunch and then I basically put him to work for the last half hour or so. Manny, how are you?
Good, doing good.
So we've known each other for a long time, right?
That's right.
Been through a lot. What have we done together? Large prank at a fraternity, you and I against the fraternity.
Oh yeah?
Ran with the bulls.
Yeah.
Did 360s. On a highway, out to going skiing.
On our way from the fraternity?
Oh, that's true. You know, a lot of mileage. So I'm in town in St. Louis for Heidi's parents' 70th. We surprised them with a balloon ride.
Oh.
Still got about a $10 bet. Her dad's not hopping on that thing, but we'll see.
Can it support the weight?
What's that?
Can it support the weight?
Yeah. The thing about the balloon is there's only one control point, up or down.
Yeah.
That makes me a little nervous. Seems a little brisk today with the wind, right? So, Manny, you know I'm crossing the U.S. For Parkinson's disease. I think you're one of the first persons I told that I had the disease. Do you even remember that
when I told you? Oh, yeah, I remember that, though.
You do?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is it in person or on the phone? Because I don't remember it.
Well, first I got the email that you sent out.
That's pretty good. That's class.
Yeah.
Send an email.
And then I think I tried to call you.
Oh.
And then we talked on the phone.
Got it. Had you heard of Parkinson's disease before that?
I had. Yeah.
You had?
Yeah, I mean, you know, with Michael Fox or whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, you hear about things, and, but I don't know anyone who has it.
You knew Muhammad Ali, though, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, right. Yeah, so. And I knew he had it.
So what was your first thought when you heard that I had the disease? That I drank too much in college?
It's right. No, you know, I think my first thought was I didn't know much about it. So I did. I started looking it up on the internet.
Ah, what did that say?
Yeah. You go, so it's really interesting because, you know, you don't notice signs. So usually when people announce that they have Parkinson's, at least for me, it usually seems like it's later in their stages and then it's kind of like an obvious thing. Whereas with you, you know, I noticed no signs, no nothing. So I wanted to kind of understand that because it's not something you contract. It's something just you just always had, right? So, you know. So, yeah. No, I just did
What did you think? How did you feel?
Scared.
Did you care?
Oh, I cared. Yeah, I was scared, I think. I was scared for you, I was scared for your family, you know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, then I think it becomes into that whole reality of, yeah, we're starting to get...
I'm still... And that always helps, right?
Oh, yeah. Don't go
So, you've actually recently had some health issues yourself. You want to talk about those? You don't have to, but...
No, that's fine. Yeah, I was diagnosed with colon cancer about a year ago,
and then
maybe a little longer.
Pretty severe, right?
Yeah, stage 4 colon cancer. They go in and take out my colon and everything, surgery.
You weren't kind really of a, using that anyway.
Yeah, who needs that? And then, well, actually, to be honest, I didn't know you could do without a colon. Apparently you can.
Spare parts.
Yeah, who knew that that was a, it was a scary little process. I went in to the emergency room, normally very healthy, just no issues, and then went into the emergency room with pains to my side, you know.
You had like pains before, but it was really sporadic.
Yeah,
right?
it wasn't like nothing like
months
this.
Before you had a little pain or something.
Yeah, just kind of hints of it. But then, you know, the whole thing with the insurance, I think I got to a point where I started feeling better.
Yeah.
And then the insurance, like I was about to get a scope almost 2 years before I got diagnosed. And opted out because it was almost like $4,000, but I was feeling pretty good, so why do a scope?
Oh, right, for sure.
You know, hindsight 2020, probably should have done the scope.
I haven't scoped.
Have you?
I haven't.
No.
Sorry.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it was, you know, it was a scary moment. You kind of, I was in the hospital all weekend. And, you know.
So how long from when you had the checkup to they detected the problem till you were in surgery?
Within a month and a half.
Okay. Wow.
Surgery.
How long ago was that?
About August of last year, August of 2016, around the 10th, was when I was in the hospital.
So how did you feel when they told you had stage 4 colon cancer?
Oh yeah, it's pretty scary. I think it was steps, right? First you find out you've got cancer, then you find out the stage of cancer, and then you hear like the different courses they can take, the actions they can take. You know, first they had to get rid of it, so the surgery, and then what does the surgery mean? It could have meant that I had a colostomy bag or whatever. If they had to take the whole colon and the rectum. Oh yeah. So then, yeah. So then, you know, that was my GI doctor who saw me that. I finally met with the surgeon. And they kind of clarified. She said, oh no, I think I can save the rectum, the bottom part of the colon, which allowed me not to have a colostomy bag. But now I have to, that little section of the rectum, I have, they have to keep an eye on.
Yeah, right, to make sure it's not cancerous or whatever.
Right, right. Well, they have to keep checking it, you know. Yeah. Just had a scope this week, you know, check for polyps and anything they can form.
Yeah. So then you went through a radiation sequence, right?
Chemo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't have the radiation.
Oh, okay.
I had the chemo.
Got it. That was pretty intense, right?
Yeah, you know, it's people who haven't gone through it, it's interesting.
Yeah. Did you finish that a couple months ago, right?
Yeah, end of March. End of March was my last treatment. Yeah. Still have some ill effects from it. You know, tingling in the feet.
You didn't lose your hair.
No, I did, and then it came back. This is new growth.
I like it. You know, I was really freaked out when I heard that, because I don't think you told me the stage at first. You may have even lied to me. Is that true?
Oh, I didn't.
Like
I don't
stage
think,
three or something.
I don't think I knew the stage.
And then when I found
until
out.
They finally took it all the way out, and then after surgery they kind of staged it.
Okay. I remember knowing you had it, but I didn't realize how severe it was.
Yeah.
You're always so calm. I couldn't really tell over the phone, you know, how serious it was. So, but how are you feeling now?
Really good.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I'm starting to feel.
Do you have any
chemo knocks you out?
Yeah.
I didn't really have, like, even after the pain was gone from the initial visit, I didn't have any pain or anything.
Yeah. Do you have any restrictions now on what you can do?
No, nothing. I mean, you know, obviously, there's things that don't digest and things like that, but I don't have any dietary restriction. I'm trying to eat cleaner and trying to eat, you know, whatever.
Right.
But other than that, the doctor hasn't put anything on.
Did the doctor say anything about people who won't refuse to eat onions their whole life
having
a likelihood of colon cancer?
Yeah, they said
it's the most high maintenance college friend ever.
It was simple. I only had one request. Other than that, wide open.
Okay, so that wasn't a determiner or a contributor. Okay. You know, you've known me probably better than most people. You think I can cross the U.S. in 50 days?
Yeah, you know, you're one of those guys. No, you know, one of those guys.
Because I'm not sure I can do it.
Yeah, you put your heart to something or your head to something, and you figure out the way to do it.
Yeah.
I've always kind of been that way.
Well, this is the gateway to the West, which is appropriate for you because you came from your parents. Wherever your car is. You came from the.
You are not going.
Well, you were born here, right?
No, Africa.
Oh yeah, that's right. You're born in South Africa.
Yeah.
South Africa, right?
Yeah.
Your father was in the guard for Nelson Mandela. Or
yeah,
something,
he was military police. So had a duty once to kind of guard Nelson Mandela.
So how old were you when you came to the U.S.?
Five. Yeah, India. South Africa, India.
Yeah, and back.
To St. Louis, yeah.
Yeah, I knew your dad was an amazing guy. He basically set up shop here and put the family through school and stuff, right?
Yeah, well, while he was there and working, he put his brother through medical school. And then his brother settled here as an ophthalmologist, and then abroad, and then my dad came over. So.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And obviously, your dad passed away a while ago, but your mother's still alive, and she's living out in the Southwest.
Yeah, in California, LA.
And your brother's a doctor in Texas.
Yep, Dallas.
Dallas. Okay. Anything else you want to say about our relationship and what I'm doing and how you're feeling about life or anything else? Any words of wisdom for me along the route?
Yeah, I think that it's encouraging to have someone like you do what you're doing. I mean, you know, we've been friends a long, long time, but, you know, it's very admirable that you do what you do. You know, I mean, I tell people about you and, you know, the things you're going through with the disease, and then all the activity that you do, and the running, and the, yeah, and the cycling, and the triathlons, and now this. I mean, it's just, you know, it's amazing. You know,
thanks, Manny. I think we've always been, you've been the same way. We literally grabbed the bull by the horns, right? I mean, we've run with the bulls in Pamplona, got scuba diving with you, we've jumped out of planes together.
Yeah,
we've survived a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
And we're still looking good.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't believe how good your hair looks, by the way. That is impressive.
It is very nice.
I think it came back nicer than it was before. All right, Mary. Well, thanks for being a good sport. This is my first walking interview, so cheers, and now we can go have some lunch.
All right.
Cool. Thanks.